Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Today is Super Tuesday. Voters in 15 states casting ballots in the Republican primary. Donald Trump still far ahead of Nikki Haley. However, says ABC's Ike Ajachi,
at a rally in Texas last night, Haley insisted she's the only Republican who can beat President Biden.
Republicans lost a vote on Mayorkas. They lost a vote on Israel. The RNC chair lost her job. And Donald Trump had his fingerprints on all of it. At some point, maybe we should say the reason that America keeps losing is because of Donald Trump.
It remains unclear what Haley will do next. She has no public events scheduled today, not even an election night party. She's expected to watch tonight's results privately at home.
The Biden administration announcing a rule to cap all credit card late fees at $8, the latest effort to push back on what the White House calls junk fees. 3 days of negotiations with Hamas over a ceasefire in Gaza ending today without a breakthrough. They were hoping to reach a deal before Ramadan this weekend. This is ABC News. Police near Nashville say five people have died when a small plane crashed last night. The pilot has reported single-engine trouble just before it went down. The Supreme Court stepping into the immigration battle in Texas.
The High Court has temporarily blocked SB 4, which would allow local police to arrest people suspected of illegally crossing the border from Mexico. A federal judge in Austin last week blocked the law from taking effect, saying that border control is a federal function. An appeals court struck down that ruling. Now the Supreme Court has weighed in, issuing a stay until March 13th while it considers whether to let local police in Texas act as customs agents. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
And an emotional Jason Kelce announcing he is retiring after 13 years playing for the Philadelphia Eagles.
It has always been a goal of mine to play my whole career in one city. And I couldn't have dreamt a better one and a better fit if I tried.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two lawyers who recruited a group of Wisconsin Republicans to be fake presidential electors for Donald Trump in 2020 have settled a lawsuit against them. James Troupas and Kenneth Chesbro turned over more than 1,400 pages of documents as part of the settlement that explains how the two developed and carried out the scheme. Today is Super Tuesday. Voters in 15 states and American Samoa should put President Biden and Donald Trump closer to their party's nominations. Trump spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt on WISN-TV's Upfront.
And that's why we have already shifted gears to focus on the general election in November. So we'll be coming to Wisconsin. We'll be coming to battleground states like Pennsylvania and Michigan in the next several months.
Wisconsin is one of a handful of states expected to decide the winner in November. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, March 17th at the Immaculate Conception Church in Butternut, it's Knights of Columbus St. Patrick's Booyah Dinner, featuring bingo at 1 p.m. and at 4 p.m. it'll be booyah. Adults get in for $6, students for $3, and preschool are free. Once again, that is Sunday, March 17th at the Immaculate Conception Church in Butternut for Knights of Columbus Booyah Dinner.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Huge win at home for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the LA Clippers 113-106 at Five Serve Forum, and they did it without Giannis or Chris Middleton, both out with injuries. The Bucks were down by 13, but made changes on defense. Doc Rivers.
We went zone a lot in the second half. We switched everything. You know, maybe their timing was off because of the zone. I thought it did help. for sure. And then I thought our execution offensively was unbelievable down the stretch. We got the ball. When they trapped, we moved the ball. We kept the game simple.
College basketball, Marquette drops to number 8 in the AP Top 25 after losing to Creighton. The Badgers did not receive a single vote after being ranked number 6 just a month ago. They host Rutgers Thursday. Are they concerned?
No, because this league is hard. This is one of the better teams in the country. You know, we got enough that we have to continue to try to get better at that'll help us going forward. So right now it's all about Rutgers and getting ready for that.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And of course, girls state basketball tournament this weekend in Green Bay at the Resch Center. We've got winter boys basketball. We're going to talk with assistant coach Curtis DeCora coming up at 9 o'clock this morning about the winter boys basketball team. Quite a season for this high scoring and high flying team. It's going to be fun to talk to the coach. And we'll be covering the team Thursday as they head down to Medford to take on Owen Withy. So join us at 9 o'clock as we feature the winter boys basketball team on the Coach's Show.
There's a lot of good going on all around us. And Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger. Something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think you could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text LIKE to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy and a bit warmer today. We'll get to around 44 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at only around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 23 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning, mostly cloudy in the afternoon with a high tomorrow right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 13.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel. Provide top engine performance for your ride. selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Treisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the all-new OutdoorNews.com. The Badger State is currently experiencing extremely high fire danger statewide. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking state citizens to please avoid burning until conditions improve. More details when we return. But first, like every serious angler in this region, I want to make the most of my time on the water. That's why I read OutdoorNews.com. This all-new digital resource is loaded with valuable tips, lake profiles, up-to-date fishing reports, gear reviews, and breaking news on laws and regulations that affect the sports we love. Plus, OutdoorNews.com will help you catch more and bigger fish. Be prepared and get ahead of the crowd. Join OutdoorNews.com today. Hard to believe we're already talking fire danger in the first week of March, but as temperatures rise and more citizens get outside, the Wisconsin DNR is asking the public to stay vigilant and avoid burning because of high fire danger across the state. Lack of snow cover and accumulated rain statewide are causing an early start to Wisconsin's wildfire season. During the last full weekend of February alone, the DNR responded to 15 wildfires burning nearly 30 acres. With the forecast still showing temperatures above average with low humidity and breezy conditions, embers from any fire, especially burn piles and campfires, can easily escape and cause a wildfire. As of last week in 2024, the DNR had already responded to more than 50 fires burning 160 acres. The 10-year average for that time span is 3 wildfires burning a whole 2 acres. To check current fire danger and wildfire reports, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search fire restrictions. I'm Rob Treisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at OutdoorNews.com.
There's a whole lot more
brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
Always first with new music.
98 Q Country.
She was planning a welcome home barbecue, green bean casserole, grandma's recipe. There was a knock on the door around 2 o'clock, two uniforms and her heart stopped, yellow ribbon round an oak tree, blowing in the breeze. Hey, here's to the yeah.
songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Yeah, but
98Q Country.
Danger.
98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
She walked out again. Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Opened up back in 85. Got me over my first wife. Been staying busy since the first night. It's a story old as time. God made the world.
Historic season in winter, and one of the highest scoring high school teams that you will ever see. They're having a lot of fun. They're moving on to sectionals, and we're going to talk with one of the coaches coming up after 9 o'clock. We'll bring you the game on Thursday. We'll bring you the game Thursday night. Thank you to Biller Realty over there for supporting our broadcast and Shawamigan Home Furnishings, and looking forward to a fun night. I hope Jeff Aiken gets a good night's sleep Wednesday night, because he's going to be he's going to be struggling to keep up with the pace. This winter squad likes to let her fly. They scored, they hit the century mark, I believe, four times this year, and are having a very special year, a special group of boys, and we'll honor them by talking with the coach at 9 this morning and bring you the game on Thursday night right here. We've got some birthdays and anniversaries. If you know someone celebrating today or you missed them from a couple of days ago, 715-762-3221. We'll get to our birthdays and anniversaries after our twice an hour look at news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Today is Super Tuesday. Voters in 15 states casting ballots in the Republican primary. Donald Trump still far ahead of Nikki Haley. However, says ABC's Ike Ajachi,
at a rally in Texas last night, Haley insisted she's the only Republican who can beat President Biden.
Republicans lost a vote on Mayorkas. They lost a vote on Israel. The RNC chair lost her job. And Donald Trump had his fingerprints on all of it. At some point, maybe we should say the reason that America keeps losing is because of Donald Trump.
It remains unclear what Haley will do next. She has no public events scheduled today, not even an election night party. She's expected to watch tonight's results privately at home.
The Biden administration announcing a rule to cap all credit card late fees at $8, the latest effort to push back on what the White House calls junk fees. 3 days of negotiations with Hamas over a ceasefire in Gaza ending today without a breakthrough. They were hoping to reach a deal before Ramadan this weekend. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The U.S. Supreme Court is dismissing two lawsuits trying to keep Donald Trump's name off presidential ballots in Wisconsin this year. The justices say only Congress can do that. The Wisconsin lawsuits were part of a nationwide effort to remove Trump from the ballots. They pointed to a provision in the U.S. Constitution banning anyone who's engaged in insurrection from holding federal office. March is National Reading Month. Libraries in Wisconsin are coming up with novel ways to get kids in their doors, including passports that let them check out and return materials in a wide area.
And then you get the kids into the libraries, you get them a book in their hand, you say, here, you can take this, and then just return it to the next one you go at.
Blaze Burton works for the Mercer Library. He says incentives make reading feel less like a chore. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bucks sink the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with an impressive come-from-behind win last night in Milwaukee, 113-106 over the Clippers. Doc Rivers on his plan to prevent Damian Lillard from being trapped while trying to shoot.
Yeah, it was awesome. We worked on it this morning and yesterday, so 2 days in a row working on Dame getting trapped, Giannis getting trapped, running jumps, and it paid dividends today. That's what the guys were saying, man. So we worked on it the entire practice, and that's what we got, and you can see how calm guys were.
The Bucks head west on a four-game road trip. College basketball, Marquette drops to number 8 in the AP Top 25 poll. The Badgers did not receive a single vote after being ranked 6th just a month ago. NFL, after two seasons, the Denver Broncos have released quarterback Russell Wilson.
We were on this journey, and so we beat Green Bay, Kansas City, we beat them, and I got that call that, hey, we're going to bench you for the next 9 games.
That's quarterback Russell Wilson with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
In more sports, the girls' state basketball tournament gets underway in just a couple of days on Thursday. Division One this year will feature Arrowhead, Franklin, Nina, and Hartford. In Division Two, you've got Pewaukee, West Salem, Wauwatosa, Notre Dame. Division Three, it's Edgewood, Baldwin, Woodville, Xavier, and Kettle Moraine Lutheran. Division Four girls' basketball, Laconia, The Prairie School, Cuba City, and McDonald Catholic. And in Division 5 girls basketball at the Resch Center in Green Bay starting Thursday, Argyle Pecatonica Co-op versus the Albany Monticello Co-op team. And then Clear Lake will challenge Lena in action this weekend.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life. And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
As you get ready to head on out ice fishing or just enjoy a walk here in our beautiful North Woods, go on over to Bader's Sports Center in Phillips for your live bait, your supplies, and your Stormy Cromer apparel for the whole family, including your pets, too. They have gift certificates available for gift-giving ideas. Bader's Sports Center, your destination for all of your archery, hunting, and cold weather gear products. Peters Sports Center, 262 South Lake Avenue in Phillips, right next to Pick and Save. And also, see them on Facebook, too.
The Phillips Area Sport Home and Craft Show is March 23rd and 24th at the Phillips High School. Hi, this is Scott, show director. Be sure to register for the grand prize, which is a half-day fishing trip with John Carlson of Ross's Sport Shop in Phillips. There's lots of other giveaways, too. See the big displays from Medford Chrysler Center, Restore You, J&A Services, and Northwood Service Center. You can see the full lineup on our poster on our Facebook page.
Oh, happy birthday. If this is a big day for you today on this March the 5th, if you're celebrating, you share it with country artist Gabby Barrett. She's 24 today. Eva Mendez, the actress from TV, The Other Guys, Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans. She's 50 today. Michael Irvin, former Dallas Cowboy receiver, current NFL Network analyst, inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 07. He also appeared on Dancing with the Stars, season 9, back in 09. 58 for Michael Irvin today. And Penn Jillette, one half of Penn and Teller, the taller and the vocal half of Penn and Teller, has done a lot of reality shows. He just, every once in a while, he just shows up on commercials and stuff like that. He's done Dancing with the Stars, Celebrity Apprentice, and All-Star Celebrity Apprentice. Penn Jillette, the taller, bigger guy from Penn & Teller, he is 69 years old today.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey, my window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson!
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Let's throw some snowballs. We're getting right down there. Final few days. If you have not won twice, go ahead. Give us a call. Caller 4. You got a chance to win $25 gift certificates. 715-762-3221. Caller number 4. You get to throw some snowballs next.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy and a bit warmer today. We'll get to around 44 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at only around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 23 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning, mostly cloudy in the afternoon with a high tomorrow right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 14.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. We got some nice $25 certificates still remaining in the snowball throwdown showdown. Who do we have on the line with us?
Well, we have Alan.
Hey, Alan, how are we doing today?
Hanging in there.
Yeah, beautiful day today. Let's spin the wheel here. Let's see what we got here for you, Alan. Any left on there, but we got $25 to Leisure City over in Woodruff there, Alan, and we got a decision to make here. Gunner A or Gunner B. We're going for 3, 4, 5. We've won 4 in a row now, so we're going for 5 in a row, Al. A or B, which one you got there?
We're going to try B.
He's going to try B. Let's see if that is a winner. Here we go, Alan. Good luck.
Come on, you guys have made snowballs before. Want to go far, you got to pack it. Pack it. Push it. See, the tighter you pack it, the further it'll go. Like this. Let it go. Like that, all right? Good luck.
Hit it.
Ow! Yes, sir. Son of a...
Yeah. Our This is making up for our lack of accuracy a couple of weeks ago, Al. $25 over at Leisure City in Woodruff. Congratulations, Al.
Thank you. I finally hit the gold.
Hey, box. You betcha. All right, Al. Have a great day. Thank you so much. Al Lobermeyer, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. I've still got $25 gift certificates from Around the Corner Pub in Mercer. Fraser Mercantile in Catawba. It's getting a little bit thin here. Leisure City in Woodruff. BC Auto Repair in Prentice. What did I say? Did I say Shawamigan Home Furnishings? Yeah, we got that. So 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 certificates still left. We'll throw another snowball coming up sometime before 10 o'clock.
Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
I love a first cast when the water.
his glass and the line starts to run. Well, that first sip of a cold beer when the working week's done. I love the twilight in the morning before the day wakes up. Well, the window's down on the first ride in a paid up truck. And I love a slowing down in a beach town with an ocean view. And I love a first fall Saturday trip down to Baton Rouge. And I love a six string with stars out and a campfire glow. Girl, that don't even come close to the way. What my world spins around. Well, I finally get it now when they say you know, you know. And yeah, girl, you had me from that first hello. And the only thing better is heaven above. But until I get there, I'll never get enough of the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy.
Sweatshirt if you're going out for a walk, maybe a light coat. Temperatures will struggle to get much past 45, but winds light and a lot of sunshine already here this morning. Oh, we take time each week to talk a little bit about your money. That always gets your attention. So we're going to bring in Matthew Krieger here from Pioneer Financial Services to do just that this morning. Matthew, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
We are lapping in the luxury of a nice, beautiful, sunny day here. That snow we got yesterday, Matt, we had to look twice, didn't we, to see what that was?
It was crazy. I was over in our Hawkins office yesterday, and they got quite a bit of snow there. It was I didn't know what that white stuff coming down was.
Yeah, big puffy flakes. It's all melted off already here. That's the way our winter is going this year. All right, so today we're going to talk a little about retirement, right, Matt?
Yeah, today I want to talk about, it's a conversation that certainly comes up in, well, pretty much every conversation is how much money you need to live off of in retirement. And the thing that I think most people struggle with is just figuring out what that number is.
Okay. All right. And that's not an easy number to figure out sometimes, is it?
No.
With the rising cost of stuff and all the factors, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's what I wanted to talk about today, to kind of give some guidance on maybe helping determine that number.
Okay.
Because it's really important in figuring out when you can retire and things like that.
All right. Let's dig in.
So, like I said, one of the first steps that you should take when retirement planning is to estimate how much money you'll need to fund your retirement. That's not as easy as it sounds, because retirement planning is not an exact science. Your specific needs may depend on your goals, and there's certainly many other factors, costs, rising costs of things that certainly come into play. So one option or a starting point is to use your current income as that starting point. It's common to discuss desired annual retirement income as a percentage of your current income. Depending on who you're talking to, that percentage could be anywhere from 60 to 90% or even more of your current income. The appeal of this approach certainly lies in its simplicity, the fact that there's a fairly common sense analysis underlying it. Your current income sustains your present lifestyle, so taking that income and reducing it by a specific percentage to reflect the fact that there will be certain expenses you'll no longer be liable for, such as payroll taxes, will theoretically allow you to sustain your current lifestyle. The problem with this approach is that it doesn't fit for you. It may not fit your specific situation. If you intend to travel extensively, for example, in retirement, you might easily need 100% or possibly even more of your current income. So that's where each situation is a little different. So I wanted to go through kind of five steps to determining your retirement income needs.
Okay. All right.
The first step is projecting your retirement expenses. Your annual income during retirement should be enough or more than enough to meet your retirement expenses. That's why estimating those expenses is a big piece of the retirement planning puzzle. But you may have a hard time identifying all of the expenses and projecting how much you'll be spending in each area, especially if retirement is still far off. Some of those examples to consider are certainly food and clothing, housing, utilities, transportation, insurance, healthcare costs that aren't covered by insurance, of course, when we're talking healthcare. That would be like deductibles, co-payments, prescription drugs, things like that, taxes, debts, education, gifts, things of that nature is a good list to at least as a starting point, and we can certainly provide a more detailed list as well.
Okay.
But don't forget that the cost of living will go up over time, and keep in mind that your retirement expenses may change from year to year. For example, you may pay off your home mortgage or your children's education early in retirement. Other expenses, such as health care and insurance, may increase as you age. To protect against these variables, it's often recommended to build a comfortable cushion in your estimates. It's always probably best to be conservative when talking about retirement income. And the nice thing that we're able to provide, Joel, is we have some financial planning software that can build some of these expenses right into your plan. One thing that we do is with every client that we have, we build a financial plan, and we can build some of these expenses, you know, as far as maybe paying off your mortgage. Right. Obviously, your living expenses go down at that point, and we can build that right into your plan to take that into consideration.
Okay. All right.
The second step, of course, is deciding when you'll retire. To determine your total retirement needs, you can't just estimate how much annual income you'll need. You also have to estimate how long you'll be retired. The reason why is, of course, the longer your retirement is, the more years of income you'll need to fund it. The length of your retirement will depend partly on when you plan to retire. This important decision typically revolves around your personal goals and, of course, your financial situation as well. And step three kind of goes hand in hand with that, and that's estimating your life expectancy. The age at which you retire isn't the only factor that determines how long you'll be retired. The other end of it is the other important factor is your lifespan. We all hope to live to an old age, but a longer life means that you'll have even more years of retirement to fund. You may even run the risk of outliving your savings and other income sources. So certainly another important step to factor in when looking at how much retirement income you'll need.
Sure. Okay.
The fourth step is identifying your sources of retirement income. Once you have an idea of your retirement income needs, your next step is to assess how prepared you are to meet those needs. In other words, what sources of retirement income will be available to you? Your employer may offer a traditional pension that will pay you monthly benefits. Those are certainly going away, but certainly are still around. So certainly something you need to consider. In addition, you can likely count on Social Security to provide a portion of your retirement income. Additional sources of retirement income may include a 401k or other retirement plans, IRAs, annuities, and other investments. The amount of income you receive from those sources will depend on the amount that you invest in the rate of investment return and other factors.
All right.
Finally, if you plan to work during retirement, your job earnings will be another source of income. You know, some people certainly like to have maybe a part-time job in retirement. You know, they don't just want to sit at home, for instance, and those wages certainly count as retirement income as well.
Sure. Lots of things to take in, and that's what you do, Matt. You sit down with people and you make a plan, whether retirement is 2 years away or 20 years away, whatever it may be, you plan it out, right?
Right, exactly. And that's where we'll be able to, if there are any shortfalls, which is, you know, kind of that last step is how do we fix those, right? And that's something that we're here to help with and creating that plan together to fit someone's personal needs.
Right. Sit down with a cup of coffee and just have a free initial consultation and just talk over what it is that they are dreaming of, and they can give you a call to meet with you, right?
Yep, absolutely. You can give us a call at 715-748-3231.
All right. And they can meet with you in down in Medford, Hawkins, or Phillips, right?
Correct. Yep. We have three locations. And happy to meet and discuss, you know, any retirement or any financial situation that you may have.
Yeah, 748-3231. All right, Matt, enjoy the beautiful day. We'll look forward to chatting with you again next Tuesday.
Perfect. Sounds good. Thanks, Joel.
Thank you, Matt. Matthew Krieger, he is with Pioneer Financial Services. And we talk about your money each weekday morning with Matt right here on 98Q each Tuesday morning at 8:45. I'll get it together here.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., WFS, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Partly cloudy and a bit warmer today. We'll get to around 44 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at only around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 23 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning, mostly cloudy in the afternoon with a high tomorrow right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
There's a whole lot more brand new country. I'm lost cause. Baby, don't wait.
Q Country.